Good morning, brothers and sisters. That's a tough song to follow. But anyway, I'm going to try. It's my turn to give the testimony today about what Jesus Christ did in my life and how he revealed himself to me. I was raised going to church on a regular routine to a denominational church. I intellectually knew that Christ had died for our sins, but it really made little difference to me how I lived my life. In fact, I went through the catechism for the denomination that I was part of, and when I was going to become a church member, I think I was around 12, then I had to sign a statement that said I was taking Christ as my Savior, and I went, why do I have to sign this? That's how little it really meant to me. As the Bible says in Ephesians 2, 1-3, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. I ran that path and was struggling in life and thought maybe religion would help me when I started my third year of college. I started reading the Bible, but quickly lost interest. It just didn't make any sense to me. I asked someone I knew about a particular Christian group on campus, and he told me they were okay, but invited me to go to a group he was part of. I thought, well, I can try just about anything once, and so I went. I was surprised to see and to hear college students having a good time studying the Bible. That was different from me trying to read the Bible on my own, getting nothing out of it, giving up. After the meeting, the guy who had invited me went through a gospel presentation with me. It was generally what I had heard growing up, that Jesus Christ had died for our sins, that he was buried and that he rose again. But what was new to me in that presentation was that it had to become personal to me. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, talking about Christ, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In John chapter 3, verse 3, when Jesus is having his conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It was like a light came on in a dark room for me, and I understood that salvation is personal, not just some abstract idea. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5 say, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. I was given a New Testament Bible, and it became alive to me. Before this, I had quickly lost interest trying to read it. Now I underline many verses in the Bible that I thought were good. In fact, I just looked at that Bible. I still have it at home and see all the underlining that I had in that Bible because it was like brand new to me. I was baptized by immersion when I was still in college. I started to attend church. I had much to learn, and I still have much to learn. But now God has opened my understanding to the Bible, and it is alive to me. For too many years, I read the Bible in a year, yearly reading plan, but didn't really study it that much, so I didn't retain that much. I do reading plans, and I try to do it every year, but, you know, for a while, it was just like pat myself in the back that I was doing it. But I've learned that I need to slow down, really look at it, take notes on it, and see what I'm getting out of it so that I don't just, after I've read it, go, what did I just read? So it's now not just a get it done, although that's it's still a goal, but I read it so that I get something out of it. The Bible is so important to growing in Christ. And as Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. The scripture is going to train me, show me when I'm wrong, show me how to get right again, and to train me, or to Train me in righteousness, and that's where I desire to be. That's what I'm working at now. So, thank you for listening to my testimony.